Every time we hear the music and we're in this love together, we got the kind that lasts forever.
Did you know that Al Jarreau is from Milwaukee? I didn't. And we will find out about the many other famous people from Wisconsin this hour. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, October 1st. We will have a little bit of fun talking about celebrities who are Wisconsinites this hour with the writer of a piece on 40 famous people from Wisconsin. We will talk about politics and the government shutdown after 7 o'clock this morning, and we will talk about the start of the healthcare exchanges after 8 o'clock this morning. But let's put that aside for the time being. Do you have a TV or movie star or musician or sports figure who is from your hometown in Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Casey Steinbrink, a contributor to the website Who Knew, which is dedicated to unique stories about Wisconsin culture. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me, Joy.
It's great to have you. Your piece, 40 Famous People from Wisconsin, is now linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, so people can check that out. Let me start by saying I really enjoy Who Knew? Lots of fun things all about Wisconsin. And you're from the Green Bay area, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. All of us who write for the website are based up in the Northeast Wisconsin area, so Green Bay, Fox Cities area. And we kind of focus on writing about the arts and entertainment scene around here, but also we do like statewide stories that have interest to people all around Wisconsin or people who are originally from Wisconsin find some of these stories really interesting about, you know, different unique things that make Wisconsin unique.
Yeah, and we certainly are that. But I knew of some of the celebrities, the famous people on your list, but I did not know about all of them. How did you go about putting this together?
Well, just scouring the internet for information, really, and I didn't do a perfect job. A lot of our readers let me know who I missed on this list, so there are definitely more than 40 famous people from Wisconsin, and you'll probably notice if when you go through the article that it's mostly, you know, Hollywood famous. I didn't really include a lot of historically famous people on this list, like a Frank Lloyd Wright or a Laura Ingalls Wilder or something like that. These are the people that you've seen on, you know, television and in movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's mainly Hollywood celebrities,
right.
Some musicians. I know that we had one Facebook listener right away said, I was outraged that Orson Welles was not on this list. But
right, yeah, well, I would be too, because I'm a big Orson Welles fan too. But we're planning to do more of these sort of little fun list posts, and I'm kind of saving Orson Welles for, you know, maybe the Wisconsin Geniuses list post or something like that, or History Makers, since, you know, he definitely could have been in this one, but I had to cut it off somewhere. But there are some people that I did also miss that really should have been on this list, like, oh, the Zucker brothers probably should have been on this list. And then I learned about some, like, MASH from Radar isn't on this list. He should have been on the list. So there are definitely people I missed. So, but it didn't mean to offend anyone.
Well, that's okay.
Somewhere.
Maybe some of our listeners will add some to this list. Maybe some of our listeners can add some Wisconsin geniuses for that forthcoming piece. And I know you didn't do a lot of a lot of sports figures on this particular list either. Maybe there's a sports figure that a listener wants to share, and you can take notes for future stories. How's that?
Will do.
Well, you can join us, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Well, Al Jarreau from Milwaukee, that was one I did not know. So we have a number of other musicians as well that are from Wisconsin?
Yeah, well, one of my favorites on the list, who was really a groundbreaking, you know, musician and pretty much changed the course of music history, is Les Paul. And I think a lot of people know that Les Paul's originally from, well, they called him the Wizard of Waukesha, was even one of his nicknames. And, you know, there's a guy who, I like him because we share the same birthday, but also if we didn't have Les Paul, rock and roll as we know it wouldn't be the same. He's the guy who pretty much invented the hard solid body electric guitar, which tons of guitar players in all sorts of genres of music use the Les Paul guitar. So that's one of my favorites. And he had his own TV show back in the day. So I think he's a really kind of interesting character who really changed the course of music history. And there are actually a music list is another one we'd like to do, because there are actually a lot of, if not bands, maybe famous members of bands who have come from Wisconsin.
Well, we can't forget the most flamboyant musician of all. Let's take a listen to this.
How many of you remember the boogie-woogie craze?
Well, I could listen to that longer. That's fun. So where was Liberace from?
Liberace's from West Allis, and he grew up with kind of a conflicting childhood where his dad would really push the kids in the family to be involved in music, but their mom was sort of against it. She kind of thought it was frivolous and a waste of time, but obviously it worked out pretty well for Liberace. So he said his dad had a huge respect for music and was determined to kind of make that his legacy in the world. So,
yeah. Well, was there a famous person from Wisconsin that surprised you, that you were like, oh, wow, I didn't know that?
Well, yeah, there were definitely a bunch of them. I knew a lot of them because the idea for this article kind of came from several years ago. With some friends, we were shooting an independent movie in Green Bay, and it was shot in an empty old dive bar. And one of the props that we created, or the set dressings actually, was a wall behind the bar that was kind of filled with headshots of famous Wisconsin people that we had looked up. So that was kind of the seed that birthed this idea. But I guess some of them that surprised me, I didn't know that some of those classic TV stars were from Wisconsin, like Charlotte Ray, who played Mrs. Garrett on Different Strokes and the Facts of Life, or Tom Wopat, who played Luke Duke in the Dukes of Hazzard. Those are two pretty interesting ones, I think.
Yeah, Tom Wopat makes it back to the Madison area probably on an annual basis to do one thing or another. He's from Lodi, I think, isn't he?
Yes, yep. He's from Lodi.
Yeah, the one that I was not surprised about, because I'm from Appleton originally, is Willem Dafoe. But back in my day, he was Bill Dafoe. That was Billy Dafoe, I think, actually. Well, I was a little bit younger than he was. But,
okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought, you know, a reader actually commented and called him William, and I was like, well, she must have not. She said she went to high school, and I thought, well, she must have not have known him that well. And then I looked it up and saw he really was William, and Willem is just, I guess it was actually a nickname he picked up while he was going to high school in Appleton. And he must have used it as his stage name and screen name as he moved forward.
Yeah, you write that you heard a rumor that Willem Dafoe can't stand his hometown of Appleton.
Yeah.
Did you verify that?
Well, I've heard that the story behind him is that he was one of those people who just had to get out of there and move on to do bigger and better things. And I don't think he's got anything against the city of Appleton, but I think that he maybe was the kind of person who was like, I'm moving on up in the world. And so I think he might have even left Appleton. According to one of our readers, I said that he graduated from high school in Appleton, but they said he actually left before he graduated. He moved to Milwaukee and started doing theater there, and from Milwaukee he went to New York, and from there he's, you know, now he's an award-winning actor, so...
Well, let's see if our listeners have any to add to the list. We are talking with Casey Steinbrink. He is a contributor to the website Who Knew. We are talking about his piece on 40 famous people from Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 20 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, October the 1st. We are talking about famous people from Wisconsin, and we're hearing a little bit of Les Paul and his famous guitar work. And we're welcoming your contributions during this hour. Is there a famous person from Wisconsin that you know about, maybe from your hometown? Maybe you have a story about someone you knew back when. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are talking with Casey Steinbrink, who wrote a piece on 40 famous people from Wisconsin that is on the website Who Knew. And let's take some calls. Reggie in Milwaukee is with us. Hi, Reggie.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I love this topic. I mean, with all the serious stuff going on in the world right now, it's a joy to kind of just play a little trivia and have a little fun for an hour.
Thank you.
Thank you. So as soon as I heard the topic, I rattled down a list in my head. I came up with 8. You guys mentioned 2 of the 8 that I came up with. So I'll just start from the top. Heather Graham, the actress.
All right, now I'm old. So what did Heather Graham? What was she in?
Well, probably most famous as Roller Girl in Boogie Nights, but she also probably had her first screen role as one of the junkie thieves in that film, Drugstore Cowboy, which, if I'm not mistaken, was a Gus Van Sant film.
Right, and I have seen her, and I just didn't make the connection with the name. So yeah, she's mm-hmm. She's on your list, Casey. She's from Milwaukee. What can you tell us about Heather Graham?
She's right up at the top of the list. My favorite thing about Heather Graham, and I think she moved away from Wisconsin when she was a teenager, but you know, I think she grew up and her childhood was spent in the Milwaukee area. Mm-hmm. But in the movie Swingers, the Jon Favreau, Vince Vaughn, their first movie together. She plays the girl, the love interest that Jon Favreau eventually falls for. And in the movie, which is kind of like a Hollywood Outsiders kind of a movie, where these struggling actors are going bar hopping and trying to cheer up their friend who's kind of lost his girlfriend who from back in New York. So at the end, he meets Heather Graham and finds out that she's just moved to Los Angeles from Wisconsin, so she kind of plays a version of herself almost in that movie.
Funny. So. Yeah, so who else on your list, Reggie?
Well, I'll jump to my favorite that's on the list, and that's because right now he's one of my favorite superhero comic book action film directors. His name's Zack Snyder, and he's famous for most recently doing the Man of Steel film, the new Superman reboot that's been out.
I don't think he's on your list, is he, Casey?
He is, yeah. Oh. He's number 25.
Oh, there's just too many.
Nice.
We made sure we found everyone who's from Green Bay. Zack Snyder is on the list. I'm not sure what his next picture is, you know?
I'm not sure what his next film is, but he's definitely made a name for himself doing the superhero action films. He did The Watchmen. And then, of course, he really showed up on everyone's radar with a film version of a graphic novel called 300, yep. The one that catapulted Gerard Butler to superstardom.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you had a couple more. Give us one more, Reggie.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe here's an obscure one. Jane Kaczmarek, the mom from Malcolm in the Middle.
No, not at all obscure. She was one of my faves. Casey, she's on your list, too.
Yes, her and her, I believe, ex-husband now, Bradley Whitford. Mm-hmm. He's from Madison. She's from Milwaukee. They actually met at Yale Drama School when Tony Shalhoub, who's from Green Bay, was attending Yale drama. They were all attending Yale drama school together, so I kind of wonder if they all got together and watched Packers games or something like that.
Well, you know, Reggie, thank you for the call. Since you brought up Tony Shalhoub and the Packers, yeah. I have to bring on Ted from Green Bay next. Hi, Ted.
Okay. Hi. Yeah, Tony Shalhoub was... I used to live in Los Angeles, and I used to watch him on Wings. I just thought he was awesome. And I was back in Green Bay for a Packer game in the early 90s, and I'm walking through the massive crowd, of course, and if you live in Los Angeles, you think you see people famous all the time. So I thought I saw him in the crowd, and I'm like, nah. But I walk past, and I hear the voice. I'm like, man, that had to have been him. And I'm like, what would he be doing in Green Bay? And then finally, I was back out in L.A., and I told a friend of mine about it, and he said, oh, yeah, he's from Green Bay. And so it's like one of those goofy things. You just never know who you're going to see. And then also one of my faves, and I can't come up with the name right now, from Mystery Science 3000.
I know.
Joel Hodgson.
Yeah, yeah.
Joel Hodgson,
he's from Ashwaubenon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyway.
Both those guys on our list. Joel Hodgson, the interesting thing I found out about him is he helped Jerry Seinfeld write a comedy special way back in Seinfeld's early career. And Jerry Seinfeld actually did an episode with Joel Hodgson on his new web series, Getting Coffee in Cars with Comedians. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but I think you know what I'm talking about. Where he drives, or he picks a different car out for each comic he knows, and they go get coffee and drive around and talk. So Joel Hodgson is a buddy of Jerry Seinfeld's, too. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Very interesting, and I guess I've always said Tony Shalhoub, but it might be, I think Ted pronounced it differently. Do you know how to pronounce it, Casey?
I think it's Shalhoub, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I could be wrong, but that's how I pronounced it, too.
Yeah.
My favorite story about Tony Shalhoub, he went to Green Bay Ace and was voted most likely to succeed, but he actually, when he was doing a play at Green Bay East, he literally broke a leg while he was on stage.
Oh, no.
It was during a rehearsal, so he fell into the orchestra pit, allegedly, but he got better in time to actually be in the actual production. But I think that's a pretty hilarious story that you actually go on stage and break a leg.
Of course, he is very famous for, let's take a listen to a clip from Monk.
Please.
No.
Please, I'm saying please.
I'm sorry, Mr. Monk, I'm not moving.
It's humiliating. Look at me, I'm last in line.
Mr. Monk, there are two of us and you're second.
Out of two. Second out of two, we call that last.
I'm not moving, I'm on the heating grate, I'm very comfortable.
So, yeah, the Monk, the detective with obsessive compulsive disorder or whatever.
Yeah, what a great character. Yeah, I thought that was a great character. He just had his new show just premiered on CBS last night. It's called We Are Men. And he actually was up in Door County, Wisconsin, and a few years ago. He appeared in the film Feed the Fish, which was shot in Door County.
Yeah, I enjoyed that movie. That was great.
Yeah.
And he's going to, I saw a little headline, I think he's going to appear in a Wisconsin tourism ad in the near future. I think they're shooting it right now. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw the Wisconsin Department of Tourism shared that tidbit recently. Let's take another call before our news break. Corrine in Richland Center. Hi, Corrine.
Hi there. I have a little cold, so I'm not too clearly here. But I want to talk about a little girl from Wisconsin, born in like 1848. She lived up north and played with the Indian children. She was actually practicing sculpturing at the time. Her parents moved out towards Washington. Her father had a job, more or less, in the postal division. And then when Lincoln was assassinated, she was sculpturing him. Now, her work is in the Historical Society in Madison and the Capitol. And a lot of these teachers never taught it in school. They didn't even know about Vinnie Rehm.
I did not know about Vinnie Rehm either, Corrine, so thank you for sharing that. So that could be on a historical Wisconsinites list.
That's
interesting
one.
Thank you very much for that. Well, I think we have time for Jeff in Superior before our news break. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. I wanted to toss a name in. She may have been born in a hospital across the bridge in Duluth, Minnesota, but I believe she was definitely raised her family in Superior, Jenna Lee Nolan. who was on Baywatch and was also the most recent actress to play the comic strip character Sheena of the Jungle.
Huh. All right, from Superior, huh?
Yeah, there's a barber here in Superior who's friends with her family and still has her picture on the wall of his barber shop, and I guess she still comes into town and looks up old friends once in a while.
Thank you very much for sharing that. Casey?
I didn't know that one, but, you know, it's really amazing how often you'll find people have some sort of connection to Wisconsin, even if they aren't from here. You know, people do come here and go on vacation and stuff like that. There was a time I worked in local television up here in Green Bay, and we did a satellite interview with Jenny McCarthy, and I was producing the show, and I was talking to her before the segment, and she's like, yeah, Wisconsin. I would go to Wisconsin Dells all the time on vacation when I was a kid.
Isn't that funny? Well, yeah, we can talk about celebrities with Wisconsin connections as well as... We are talking with Casey Steinbrink. He is a contributor to the website Who Knew, which is dedicated to stories that are about Wisconsin culture. And his recent piece is 40 Famous People from Wisconsin. And we are talking about many of these movie stars, TV stars, musicians, welcoming your input too. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
So what good old boy from Wisconsin starred in the Dukes of Hazzard? We talked about him in our last half hour, but let's quiz you this half hour. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. No big prize, but you get boasting rights. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up now on 6:37 on this Tuesday, October the 1st. We're having a little bit of fun talking about celebrities who are Wisconsinites during this hour with the writer of a piece on 40 Famous People from Wisconsin. And he admits he missed a few, so maybe you want to add to the list. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Casey Steinbrink is a contributor to the website Who Knew, which is a website dedicated to unique stories about Wisconsin culture. And we have linked his piece, 40 Famous People from Wisconsin, to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So on we go now to Matt in Eau Claire. Hello, Matt.
Yes, hello. I just came into your show, but I didn't know if you included. I grew up in Monroe, Wisconsin, and there was this guy from my hometown, and I always thought he was a really interesting, cool guy. I guess he kind of pioneered the idea of retirement homes in Florida, and then he went on to own the Seattle Seahawks and had this big philanthropy where he gave all these wheelchairs. His goal was to give wheelchairs to everybody in the world.
Well, sounds like a great guy.
Speech. Yeah, he gave a good speech when I was in high school or middle school. But his name was Ken Behring. I didn't know if he made your list or not.
Ken Behring. Well, we did talk about not many sports figures or I guess famous philanthropists made the list, Casey, but maybe for a future one.
Yeah, I think that would be a great one for the sports list. I was not aware of that one. So he owned the Seattle Seahawks.
And yeah, I mean, when we were in middle school, that was the coolest part about him.
Does he still own them, Matt, or did he sell it?
I bet he sold them. I mean, mm-hmm. he was. I'm not even sure if he's alive anymore. He was probably in his 60s when he came and talked to us, and that was about 10 years ago. So.
All right. Thanks very much, Matt. Appreciate adding to the list. You can certainly add a famous sports figure to the list or historical figure. A lot of Casey's list is on TV and movie stars, a few musicians as well. You do have one sports figure on your list, and that's Bob Uecker.
Yes. Well, Bob Uecker made some appearances in movies, and he was also on television, too, so
how
he got on this list. He was on the show Mr. Belvedere, and then he was also in the Major League movies, kind of playing a movie version of himself. But Bucher is such a classic Wisconsin guy, I couldn't leave him off this list,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Right. And you do certainly starred in a number of movies, but maybe... best known as a regular on Saturday Night Live, the late Chris Farley from Madison.
Yeah, probably. He probably would take the award for the funniest person ever from Wisconsin, at least in my opinion. Yeah. And Farley, you know, he went to Marquette, did Second City in Chicago, and he was always a big supporter of Wisconsin sports wherever he'd go. We have a clip on the article of him going on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno after the Packers won the Super Bowl and just being crazy. So, I mean, he's just one of a bunch of funny people from Wisconsin, too. I think we're a pretty funny state, and we kind of have a unique, goofy, and slightly sarcastic sense of humor. You know, you'll find other people on there like Frank Caliendo, who's from Waukesha, Kathy Kinney, who played Mimi on the Drew Carey Show.
Oh, she was a hoot.
Everyone will remember. Yes, and she, I think there's kind of a classic Wisconsin lady right there, you know what I mean? The sarcasm and the, you know, big personality. Gene Wilder is another legendary comic actor who's from Wisconsin. He was from Milwaukee. Dan Harmon is another kind of someone who's made a name for himself in the comedy world as more of a creator. He created the show Community, which has been kind of a cult hit for NBC, and one of those shows that fans really rally behind and support. He actually got booted off the show and is coming back for this next season to be the showrunner again. So he was someone who grew up in Brown Deer and then was involved with improv comedy in the Milwaukee area for a while and started his own with some other people, started a different comedy troupe called the Dead Alewives, which anyone who's been on the shores of Lake Michigan knows what Dead Alewives are.
I do have a clip of Chris Farley. I'm not positive what we have here, but let's take a listen.
This here is a 7-layer chocolate cake with a chocolate mousse center covered in chocolate icing.
It is lovely, Chef Farley. You know, the only thing I might add would be just a little bit more...
I know. Ketchup. You read my mind. Ketchup, boy.
Ketchup, ain't
come on in
ketchup.
Here. It's your Ketchup, boy. How you doing, Ketchup, boy?
Just fine.
Oh, my gosh. I hadn't heard of the chef character, I guess.
What a character, though. I mean, if there was anyone who... on this list, we lost a little too soon. It was definitely Chris Farley.
Now, here is something I did not know. Peg in Sturgeon Bay joins us. Hi, Peg.
Good morning, Joy. There is, for this older generation, a person who started out on the Howdy Doody show as Clarabelle and then went on to have his own show as Captain Kangaroo. It's Bob Keeshan, and he lived up here in Door County.
I had no idea that Captain Kangaroo was from Door County, Peg. Wow.
I didn't either. He should definitely be on the list. We're going to have to make it 41 famous people, I think.
And as someone from the older generation, I loved watching Captain Kangaroo just about every morning. That was great. Also, do you know where...
Another thing about Bob Keeshan is that he was on Iwo Jima, and he saved Lee Marvin's life.
Mm.
And Lee Marvin gave kudos to him on The Tonight Show as the person who pulled him out of danger on Iwo Jima during the war.
Boy, it gets better and better, Peg.
Wow.
Now, you're not making this up, are you, Peg?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Wow. So anyway, we'll you can do a little research on Captain Kangaroo, and he can be on the list, Casey.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm seeing that he was lived in New York when he was young, so maybe he must have moved to Door County. When he was an adult, maybe that was where maybe he had a whole vacation home there. I don't know. I'll have to look into it a little more. But I do remember seeing Captain Kangaroo hosting the circus parade in Baraboo on TV before, on public television, actually. So he must have some sort of Wisconsin connection.
Yeah. All right, Peg, thanks very much. We have, in fact, Sally in Green Bay says, I don't think Harrison Ford is from Wisconsin, but I did hear that he was not a fan of Ripon College. I hear he comes back to EAA for air shows once in a while. And that's right. Harrison Ford did attend Ripon College, but he did not graduate. I don't know if he hates it, but he decided not to graduate from Ripon College. Might have been one of these I'm ready to hit the big time.
Yeah, I'm like an Olam Defoe sort of move. But yes, he does come to Air Venture at EAA in Oshkosh quite often. He's a big aviation enthusiast.
Yeah. Let's take another call from Chris in Oneida. Hi, Chris.
Hi. I'm just wondering if you had on your list Agnes Moorhead. She was from Reedsburg, it's my understanding. The lady who played Bewitched.
I do not have Agnes Moorhead on the list, but there are a few people who left comments saying that she should be on the list. So you're not alone in thinking that I missed her.
I guess she left all her, she was a school teacher and things, and she left a couple of awards or something to the Historical Society in Reedsburg when she passed.
Well, thank you very much. I didn't know that one either. Boy, I'm finding out about a bunch of celebrities who are from Wisconsin or have Wisconsin ties. Thanks very much, Chris. Wayne in Brookfield wants to mention that Harry Houdini was from Wisconsin. However, actually, he was born in Hungary, but said Appleton. He grew up in Appleton, is my understanding, Casey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his childhood home is, I think they turned it into a museum. And actually, in Appleton, they just reopened Houdini Plaza. And they kind of did some redesign for it, and it's kind of become a little center for the community in downtown Appleton now, which is pretty cool. We have an article on that on whonew.com, too, with an infographic that has some stats on some facts on Houdini's life and Wisconsin connections.
Well, let's remind listeners that we are talking about famous Wisconsinites. Do you know a famous Wisconsinite who is not on our list, or was there someone who made it big in TV or the movies or in the music world who's from your hometown? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Talking with Casey Steinbrink, who is a contributor to the website Who Knew. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. It's the theme to My Three Sons, and I guess I can throw another trivia question out there. Who starred in My Three Sons and is from Wisconsin? And where in Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking about famous Wisconsinites with Casey Steinbrink, who is a contributor to the website Who Knew. His piece on 40 famous Wisconsinites is linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You know, I had a question on the table as to who starred in the Dukes of Hazzard that is from Wisconsin, and where is that person from. Eric in Green Bay has been waiting. We might as well get an answer to that question. Hi, Eric.
How you doing?
Good. What's your answer?
My answer is Tom Wopat.
That's correct for
That's
the
right.
name, but I'm wondering if you got the community right.
Well, I grew up in central Wisconsin, and one of the old-timer deer hunters that used to hang out at the property next to us taught him how to drive. He was a driver ed instructor. I believe it was in Lodi.
That is correct. So anyway, you don't get a big prize, you just get bragging rights, but that's a neat connection that somebody you knew taught him how to drive. He did a lot of fun driving on the Dukes of Hazzard too. Thanks very much, Eric, for that. Let's go to Joe in La Crosse next. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. I've got three of them. I hope I'm not repeating. The first one is Charlie Deercup. He was on TV and movies. He was in The Hustler, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sting, and some more TV shows. He was was Fantasy Island, Chips, Policewoman, Gunsmoke, Andy Griffith Show, and Star Trek.
Wow, that's a resume right there.
Yeah, he was born in La Crosse and went to high school at Aquinas.
Well, there we go. I don't think he's on the list, is he, Casey?
Oh, that's one I missed.
There we go.
Okay, Bill Miller. He's a Native American musician who's won a Grammy Award, was born in Shawano, won the American Academy, or excuse me, Grammy Award for Best Native American Music Album.
Oh, good for him. Yeah, that's great. And what? And
the
one
final
more?
One was Dwayne Lucas, the horse trainer. He was born in Antigo, and when he got his college degree, he taught school and was a high school basketball coach at La Crosse Logan before becoming a famous horse trainer.
Well, thank you for adding those, Joe. I know Casey's taking notes for possible inclusion in future lists. Let's go next to Roy in Eau Claire, who has an answer or at least a guess for the trivia question. Hi, Roy.
How are you doing?
Good. So who starred in My Three Sons and where are they from?
Fred McMurray is from Beaver Dam.
Is he right, Casey?
He is right, yep. I think Fred McMurray was born in Madison, but or maybe he lived in Madison later, but yeah, his family lived in Beaver Dam. Yeah, I think Fred McMurray is a kind of an underrated actor. He did some great, he's a lot of movies. Probably one of his more famous movie roles was in Double Indemnity with, that was the Billy Wilder movie where he played, it was more of a noir film and he kind of played off character. Because usually Fred McMurray, he's kind of got this face, this mug that's really good for comedy, I think, something about his face. And I guess I remember him more from the Disney movies like Son of Flubber and playing the dad in the Shaggy Dog movies. But really, I think a classy actor.
Yeah, and speaking of classy actors, here's another one who is from Wisconsin.
The minute I walked into this house this afternoon, Miss Bink said to me, well, all hell done broke loose now. I asked her naturally enough to what she referred, and she said, you'll see. And I did. Then after some preliminary guessing games, at which I was never very good, it was explained to me by my daughter that she intended to get married. And that her intended was a young man whom I had never met, who happened to be a Negro.
So that was Spencer Tracy in his last movie, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. That was the last scene, apparently, that he ever acted in. He died a few weeks later. So, Spencer Tracy is from where, Casey?
He's from Milwaukee, and yeah, what a talk about a silver screen star. Spencer Tracy definitely is maybe one of the, probably one of the most award-winning, I think he holds a record for the most Oscar nominations for a male, or he's tied for the best lead male role, I think, for the most nominations.
Yeah, and we have more callers, so let's go to Brian in Superior. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Who do you want to add to the list?
I'm up in Superior, and I moved here in 96, and I found out that about six blocks from me, there's a real famous football coach who led the Minnesota Vikings in the 60s and the 70s of the Super Bowl. He was an all-star athlete at the University of Minnesota in hockey and basketball, and he was originally on the Minneapolis Lakers before they moved to Los Angeles. Bud Grant.
But do we allow a famous Wisconsin person who coaches the Minnesota Vikings to be on the list, Casey?
I think we'd have to, yeah. With maybe an asterisk by the name.
Thank you very much, Brian. Troy in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Troy.
Hello. I was actually doing security in a movie theater in Milwaukee, and I came across Dustin Diamond, and then someone told me that he grew up in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin.
Who's Dustin Diamond, Troy?
Dustin Diamond played Screech on Saved by the Bell.
There we go, Screech.
Yes, we have Screech at the bottom of our list. Actually, he was born in California, and he lives in the Port Washington area now. So, Screech, he fell on some hard times. I don't know, maybe your listeners remember he was about to lose his house, and he did a campaign trying to get fans to help him save his house. As far as I know, things ended up working out all right for him. He still does, I think he does a lot of stand-up comedy now, and he appears in some movies here and there, but he's been up in the Appleton area here doing stand-up at some of the comedy clubs. So
interesting. So Screech lives in Port Washington.
Yep.
Maybe he's listening right now. I didn't know that.
He might be. Yeah. I don't think he likes to be called Screech, though.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm sure he would get over it.
Sorry, Dustin.
Mr. Diamond.
Yeah. Are there other celebrities who live in Wisconsin or spend a substantial amount of time here, as far as you know, besides we talked a little bit about Tony Shalhoub coming back, but anybody else that you know of?
I'm sure there are. I know Greta Van Susteren, who is a Fox News anchor. She is very fond of Appleton, and I guess she comes back often. I've been doing some other research. We just posted an article about famous Packers fans, celebrities who are fans of the Packers, and Larry the Cable Guy is one of them. His wife is from northern Wisconsin, and I believe they have a vacation home here. I'm sure there are celebrities hiding around Wisconsin in lots of different places, because it is a nice place to come and go on vacation, and maybe if you want to go to the Northwoods and escape everything. And I know I've heard that celebrities will often pop up in Door County sometimes on vacation, so I'm sure that they're lurking around here more than we think, more than we know.
I bet you they are, too, and we have less than a minute to go. I'm wondering, let's go to Sandy in Milwaukee. Hi, Sandy.
Hello there. Hey, when I turned on, first thing I thought of is Gary Berghoff, who is Radar on MASH.
And where was he from, Sandy?
I'm from Delavan, Wisconsin.
There.
His father used to drive our school bus.
Oh, cool. And you did mention that you missed that one, Casey, but that'll be on the next list.
I miss Radar, and he's a great one, because what a great character on television.
Boy, we have so many people waiting in line who still want to add people to the list. We didn't even get to half of them, I don't think. So this went really well, and I hope you'll come back sometime, Casey. It's been a lot of fun.
I'd love to. I had fun, too. Thank you.
All right. Casey Steinbrink is a contributor to the website Who Knew?, which is dedicated to unique stories about Wisconsin culture. And his list on 40 famous people from Wisconsin can be found on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Thanks to Robin Cherry and to Cynthia Schuster for producing and directing this show. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.